Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Council of the Twelve has just spoken to us. We come now to a conclusion of this great conference. President Benson asked Elder Monson in the opening session to read a message from him, which was beautiful and inclusive and of great value to us. He has felt that he would not speak in this session. We commemorated President Benson's 90th birthday last August 4th with a great celebration in this tabernacle, which was carried to the church across the nation and even to some foreign areas. His life has been rich and wonderful and marvelous. His service has been tremendous and unceasing. His love for the people has been deep and magnificent. I know that he would have me express in his behalf his deep love for you, each of you, for members of the church throughout the world, wherever they may be, and likewise an extension of that love to those who are not members of the church. For he stands as a prophet of the Lord Jesus Christ, embracing in his life and in his authority as that prophet all of the love which the Lord would have his children receive. We ever pray for thee, our prophet dear. God bless you for your great leadership, for your dedicated service, for your example to us, for your love of God expressed through your service to his children. We express our sincere appreciation as we conclude this conference to the Mormon Youth Chorus, the Polynesian Choir, the Tabernacle Choir, and their conductors and organists, for the beautiful and inspiring music given us during the conference. May I say concerning this choir which has sung for us today, this great tabernacle choir, which has become an institution in the church, and which has become, as expressed by a great national leader, a national treasure. These dedicated and wonderful people, skillfully led and directed by good and able leaders, these people who sing the glories of God each week to a vast audience from sea to shining sea across this land, and have been doing so for 60 years. Last July, that anniversary was celebrated here again in this tabernacle. 6 decades without an interruption of singing as the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, representatives of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There is nothing like it in the history of broadcasting in this nation or in any other nation. 3,127 continuous programs, that number being the number of the program that was given this morning. We salute them. We honor them. We praise them. We thank them for their dedicated service and their unmatched contribution. The root of this choir lies in the soil of this block when a group of singers, 140 years and more ago, in the old Bowery first and then in the old tabernacle, which stood just to the south of us, raised their voices in praise to God. And they have gone on ever since, and in the process, grown better with age. Thank you so very, very much. We thank our city officials for the cooperation given this conference. The Relief Society, the doctors and church health unit nurses who've been on hand to render service, and the ushers and interpreters. We express appreciation to local and national press representatives for the coverage of the conference. We are grateful for the owners and operators of the many radio and television stations and cable and satellite systems who have given time and made facilities available to carry sessions of this conference in many countries. The choir will sing, "When I Sit Down," a Gaelic blessing, and the benediction will then be offered by Elder Malcolm S. Jepson of the 70. The conference will then stand adjourned for 6 months. As we conclude, may I leave with you in the form of a word of benediction, some of the words of the Lord, as set forth in his revelation. "Now, therefore, cease from all your light speeches, from laughter, from all your lustful desires, from all your pride and light-mindedness, and from all your wicked doings. See that ye love one another. Cease to be covetous. Learn to impart one to another as the gospel requires. Cease to be idle. Cease to be unclean. Cease to find fault one with another. And above all things, clothe yourselves with the bond of charity, as with a mantle which is the bond of perfectness and peace. Pray always that ye may not faint until I come. Behold, and lo, I will come quickly and receive you unto myself, saith the Lord." Amen. Our prayers go with you. May there come into your minds remembrances of the wonderful things we have heard as we have sat together as the saints of God and partaken of his everlasting truths. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.